Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. In your local Christian bookstore, have you ever come across a book that addresses Christian civil law? Odds are, you go into your local Christian bookstore, and there are books aplentiful about missions, communication, forgiveness, relationship, giving, and so on. But are there any books there that venture into societal norms and civil law? Have you ever seen a book in your local Christian bookstore that asserts that American public policy ought to be Christian? Or that American public policy ought to reflect the Old Testament? Or that American public policy ought to be what was in the Mosaic case laws? I'm not saying you need to be theonomic or Reformed or even Lutheran in your view on law and gospel. You can have whatever theological perspective you want to have, as long as you can biblically justify it. But why aren't there any books in the local Christian bookstore that address, in some way, what American public policy should be? Why aren't there books in the local Christian bookstore about justice, and banking, and international affairs, and immigration? I know that Christians write books on those things, but they're not in the local Christian bookstore. I know that Christians write books on justice, and banking, and international affairs, and immigration. But those books are not allowed in your local Christian bookstore. And why is that? Because Christianity, according to the prevailing Christian perspective, is not supposed to be about societal norms and civil law. Christianity, according to the prevailing Christian perspective, is supposed to be a quiet, private, non-invasive faith. Which is not just what the prevailing Christian leaders want you to think. That's also what the humanists want you to think. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.